When you think about companies that are regional companies that turn into national ones, well, one comes to mind for me very quickly, and that's Jewel Bake Company. And Gail Julian is the owner of Jewel Bake Company. And Gail, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Terry. It's good to be with you today.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, I've known you for many, many years, and you had a little regional company that made great baits, and I think probably about 3-4 years ago you decided, hey, with what's going on and people coming to the Ozarks and getting my baits, and then I get phone calls from them when they go back home, it's time to make this into a national one, right?
Right, yeah, that's true.
Well, tell me about, you know, the stance. I guess one thing is you've had great anglers that have fished your product, but on top of that, you've made a definite effort to get in and say, hey, look, we're not just a little Missouri-based company. We are a company that can provide the best in tackle.
Well, we've got a really unique situation where we live and the area we have and the fishermen we've got that we have been associated with, and that we've got an area that's great for testing baits, and if they work here, they'll work everywhere. And you combine that with anglers that are really very knowledgeable and proficient at what they do, it gives us a real good opportunity to design what they're looking for and essentially build the tools that they need to do the job they want to do.
Well, you know, Gail, it's funny because I think most people think about bass fishing, immediately they talk about the Southeast, but the real hotbed for bass fishing is Arkansas, Missouri. The central part of the country really has become, you know, a testing ground, and you see a lot of the pros now. I mean, Larry Nixon, a lot of those guys, they're starting to move back into that neck of the woods. Number one, there's a lot of water, but it also gives you an opportunity when you travel not to have to travel so far.
Well, that's true, and if you're looking for tournaments to fish, certainly you take Springfield, Missouri, and you take a 300-mile radius of that. We've got a tremendous amount of water and just a lot of tournaments going on in this area.
Well, you're pretty proficient as a tournament angler yourself. You get out there and get a wet the line with your own products, which makes it pretty neat.
Well, I've been really fortunate to be able to do that, and I've got a great wife and daughter back home that are taking care of everything while I get to go out and goof off occasionally, but I find it's really beneficial to me as a tackle manufacturer to be able to stay out there with what's going on and being able to fellowship with the people who are doing it and kind of stay on the leading edge of things instead of hearing about it through word of mouth, through the grapevine. It's better to experience it firsthand.
Well, I guess one thing that comes to mind for me is, you know, you've had great success with regional guys, but you've taken that next step, and you've got also, with those great regional guys, you've got a great pro staff as well. Mike McClellan comes to mind there, and he's had great success with your product.
Right. We have been very fortunate that way. Mike is just a tremendous individual and a great fisherman, and whenever he came back this time to start fishing the tour and the lead and doing that, he's had a lot of success, and we work well together. Matter of fact, Mike was here yesterday at our manufacturing company, and we were going over some new things.
Well, you look at how you do things, and it, you know, I think sometimes people think, oh, you just tie a skirt on a jig, and, you know, you put a head together, and you just throw it out there, and you catch fish. But in reality, there's a lot of science that goes behind it. And you guys have kind of come out with a very unique product from the standpoint of, in particular in Missouri, you know, with the jigs and stuff and the way you tie them and the things you do with them, and kind of give us a clue about some of the stuff you're doing right now.
Well, from the very beginning, we believe that you need to make the very best quality product that you can make. And in order to do that, we found a company called KG Enterprise here in North Arkansas that I recently was fortunate enough to be able to be a part of. That was able to produce what we were looking for. They were able to do it very precisely. Everything was computer designed and cut out with 3D mills and out of billet aluminum instead of other materials that don't give you as good a quality product. So we started off with quality, and then we were able to, through the years, work good relationships with skirt people and hook people, and that we've got good relationships with Mustad and with Skirts Plus building our skirts. And they're willing to work with us to design for us what we need to be able to offer the best possible product to the angler.
Well, and you look at design. I mean, design of a jig, and a lot of people talk about, well, you know, it's just a piece of lead on a hook. But in reality, there's a science to that as well. And the Eakins jig comes to mind for me. You know, Jim and his son, you know, have been integral in some of the designs there.
Yes, I have. And that was really, be honest with you, that's really opened our eyes to the detail that needs to go into a product, even when you're talking about what people consider a hunk of lead, you know, cast around a hook. And that is that the Jim and Troy spent a tremendous amount of time perfecting that jig to get it to fall the way they wanted it to. And we learned a lot in that process about how to really make a product and make it better because of all the work that they put into it to make that jig fall the way they wanted it to.
Well, and not only that, one of the things I really like about your product is the fact that, you know, the skirt's not going to fall down. You know, you've
right.
got that hand tied up there on most of your products, and it's not going to fall down. It's going to stay where it needs to. You've got great trailers along with it, and continue to develop those as well.
Right. We've actually got a new skirt that we have developed in conjunction with Skirts Plus, and it is an inner core that is wrapped with the silicone strands around the outside of it, and those are glued to that inner core. And then it's banded on top of that. So what you now have is what we call a perfect flare skirt, and it's just that. The strands are side by side all the way around the outer diameter of this core, and then when you slip this skirt on, it flares just like what you would spend hours hand tying one.
And it sure makes the product better, and also the fish like it better.
Yeah, it does. It flares better. It's more realistic in the water, has more action to it, more life to it.
Well, Gale, you know, the new products, of course, has been something that's been your forte, and you don't come out with them quickly because you want them to be right. But in 2007, you know, you're going to be integral in the Bass Fan Army, and a lot of guys that may not have heard of your product before, if they fish it, they're going to find out just how successful they can be.
Right. Well, Bass Fan Army has been a really good thing for us about being able to be in contact with a lot of fishermen on a grassroots level, and we've sent, you know, things to them, you guys have, and let them test them, and they've got back with us on the results of those, and that's been very important to us, being able to do that.
Well, you know, we're always, as anglers, all of us, and you and I get to do that once in a while, we're always looking for a product that helps us catch more fish, you know, and I kind of always talk about the time between casts. You know, you'd want to minimize the amount of time before they catch the fish. So you want to try to catch as many fish as you can. And it's funny because if you look in Missouri and you look at, you know, tournament trails across Missouri, you've always had a reputation of, hey, here's first place, here's second place, here's third place. But now that's expanded so much at the national level, you're starting to see people all over winning with your product.
Yeah, we have been very fortunate in that. You know, we never have had a big advertising budget where we just canvass the country with ads and publicity. What we have had, though, is guys that are the anglers of the Fish Bass Fan Army and co-anglers and a lot of these FLWs and Strands and BASS do very well on our products out of the back of the boat. And it's the average weekend angler that has made our products successful and made them popular. We haven't had to have any big names, although we've got some good names fishing our stuff. We haven't had to rely on that to get the word out. It's been word of mouth through these co-anglers and the guys fishing out of the back of the boat and the regular weekend guys.
I remember a story you told me when I first met you about people that had come down on vacation and they, you know, they'd go into their local tackle store and buy some of your baits, and then the next thing you knew, they were calling you from Missouri or Minnesota or Iowa or wherever it may be saying, I want more of these products. I'm catching them at home.
Yeah, that's true. We've got what really expanded that too, we've got several guys on Table Rock that's, you know, they're jig fishermen, and then that's about all they use is our stuff. And so they came into Branson and Table Rock from all over the world, actually, and so that really helped to, you know, disperse our stuff all over the United States too.
All right, now I got to ask you the $60,000 question. What's new for 2007?
Well, really, whenever Mike McClellan won that Bassmaster event over on Grand, that product was just beginning to be produced. What he was using were prototypes, and they were just beginning to get into production. So the new that half ounce football, the heavy cover finesse that Mike just slayed the fish on over there, that's new. We're looking at doing some special colors in that for 07. Those will be showing up first at our distributor shows. So they'll be getting into our dealers right after the first of the year. We've got some exciting things that we're going to be starting to do with a new paint process that we've developed. We have a paint now that is tougher than powder coat that allows us to use some very vibrant colors and flake coats and things to make things, you know, really more realistic than we've had in the past. There's some other things coming, but we'll have to kind of wait and see what happens there.
Well, you know, I'm going to plug you about them and try to get those from you as quick as I can. Gale, you know, nice that you're involved in the Bass Fan Army, and a lot of the members of the Bass Fan Army are going to be able to take advantage. You know, you provide this product for them and allow them to test this stuff a lot of times before it gets out on the market, and we really appreciate that here.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Thank you very much.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Army Radio.